This is a Dave and Strauss, one of the Agriculture and Natural Resource Agents from the K-State Research and Extension Wildcat District of Crawford, Labette, Montgomery, and Wilson Counties with your K-State Research and Extension Report. Cottontail rabbits are one of the most commonly observed animals in cities and rural areas, and can be found throughout Kansas. They are light brown with a white belly. Long ears and a stubby powder puff tail are their distinguishing characteristics. Adult cottontail rabbits are 15 to 19 inches long and weigh 2 to 4 pounds. Cottontail rabbits produce 3 to 4 litters of young a year, beginning in late winter and continuing into early fall. Female cottontail rabbits will build a nest approximately the size of a softball, line it with fur, and nurse their young for 2 to 3 weeks before they leave the nest. Cottontail rabbits prefer brushy cover interspersed with open areas. Abundant growth during the spring and summer provides the rabbits with all the food and cover they need. In the winter, when food is limited, cottontail rabbits will eat twigs and gnaw the bark of woody plants. This is why young trees and seedlings need to be protected from rabbits during the winter months. Landscape yards provide excellent rabbit habitat, accounting for the prevalence of cottontails in most suburban and urban areas. Cottontail rabbits spend most of their lives in small areas of 10 acres or less. In good habitats, where cottontail rabbits are firmly established, efforts to permanently reduce the rabbit population generally are not successful, because once a number of rabbits are removed, cottontails from nearby areas move in. Signs that you may have cottontail rabbits in your yard are gnawing marks and twigs cut at an angle, clippings on the nearby ground, and round pea-sized droppings. To prevent rabbit damage to trees and plants in your yard, exclusion rabbit-proof fences are a practical and inexpensive way to protect valuable plants. Rabbits can be excluded from small areas of vegetable and flower gardens, nurseries, and ornamental plants by encircling these areas with 1-inch mesh galvanized wire that is 18 to 24 inches high. Permanent posts are not required, but the bottom edge of the wire must be staked to the ground or buried several inches deep to prevent rabbits from burrowing under the fence. Reusable fence panels may easily be constructed to protect a garden. These 18 to 24 inch high panels allow gardeners easy access yet exclude foraging rabbits. Small trees or seedlings can be protected with cylinder guards made from small mesh hardware wire. These rabbit guards should be 18 to 24 inches high or higher depending on the average snowfall. From the K-State Research and Extension Wildcat District, this has been a Dave and Strauss with your K-State Research and Extension Report.